Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I'd like to talk about what you should do if the person you're dating is ignoring you when you're out with them, if they're preoccupied with something else. And I got this idea because I saw something online, and I'm going to read a piece of it to you. This is from a woman, and she said that, one more thing, he plays video games. We did have a disagreement about that. He said I was trying to change and control him because I said it was rude to play when I'm visiting because he's gaming online, talking to a bunch of his online friends via headset, and it completely excludes me. He says it's a big part of his life and he enjoys it. So they end up having a fight about this, and I think they broke up for a while. So all that drama isn't necessary. All she had to do was just pick up her stuff and say, honey, I can see that you're busy with your video games. I don't want to bother you. I don't want to disturb you. So I'm just going to get going. I have things to do anyway. So have a good night. I'll talk to you later. That's it. And you have to do it with no anger or no sarcasm. Like, well, I can see you're busy, so I'm just going to leave. No. No, it's like you're being so nice. You're doing them a favor. Meanwhile, you're basically saying to them that, hey, if you're going to ignore me, I'm out of here. That's what you're basically saying, but in a nice way. And so then, if they're serious about you or if they care about you more than their video game or whatever else they're doing, then they will go, no, I can stop this video game now. It's okay. It's not a problem. But if not, and they let you go, then you might want to think twice about the person you're dating. Now, this is about someone that you're dating, you know, not for a long time. It's not a long-term relationship. Obviously, in long-term relationships, even if you're together, you're doing your own thing, so that's not a problem. But if you've been dating someone and you're not even in a relationship yet, or it's a new relationship and they're already ignoring you, that's not generally a good sign. Another time this comes in handy is, let's say you're out with someone and for some reason they just keep texting and, you know, talking on the phone and ignoring you. Again, you do the same thing. Honey, you seem preoccupied, you seem busy, you know, I don't want to be in the way, so I'm going to get going. And then, again, it's up to them. Are they going to stop texting? Are they going to stop with all the phone calls? So you're not telling them what to do, because if you just say to them, well, you know, it's really rude to talk on the phone or to be texting so much when I'm here. I mean, that's what you want to say, but it's not effective. So we want to do things that are effective, and so you're making it seem as if you're so magnanimous and you don't want to be in the way, and so you're just going to mosey on along and leave them alone to do their own thing. And if they're interested in you and they don't want you to leave, then they like your company, they'll stop what they're doing and say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'll stop it right now. Now, this happened to me once. Just once. It didn't involve video games or texting, but what happened was I had met this person online and I was supposed to meet him, let's say, at 9 o'clock. He had a business meeting at this restaurant. He said, come at 9, we'll be finished and then we can hang out. I said, cool. So I get there at 9. He's still at the table with all these people. He introduces me and then I sit down and he ignores me. You know, it's like I'm not even there. He doesn't ask me, do I want something to eat? Do I want some water? He never looked my way. He never acknowledged me. After I sat down, he didn't put his hand, let's say, on my arm or on my leg. It was like I wasn't even there. So I started to feel a little weird. You know, I'm not used to being ignored. And this was also in the day before cell phones were prevalent. So I couldn't exactly, you know, pull out my cell phone and start going on all my apps because we didn't have cell phones. And so, or at least we didn't have apps at the time. And so after about 10 minutes or so, I said, excuse me, I have to get something from the car. And I proceeded to go home. And of course, he called me later like, why did you leave? What was that? Anyways, the funny part of the story is that years later, I saw this guy on, I think it was either 2020 or Dateline, and he was a con man, and he had conned a bunch of women. But this time, I conned him. Hey. So, you know, this is really one of those cases where actions speak louder than words. Telling someone that they're being rude, you know, you're being rude playing video games while I'm here, you're being rude by texting and talking on the phone while I'm here, you're just going to get into a fight. It's not going to work. So you just remove yourself from the situation. Instead of saying anything, you show through your actions that you're not going to put up with that type of behavior, and you're not trying to control them, so you're not telling them to stop it, so they can't accuse you of anything. They can't accuse you of anything because you're not doing anything. You're just saying, hey, you're busy, so I'm just going to go. And you're not doing it with sarcasm or anger, right? Remember, that's the key to this. And so try that out and let me know how it works for you. If you have any questions or comments about this, or if you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net, and be sure to use the contact form at theartoflove.net. Otherwise, if you just send me an email, it may go into the spam folder and then I'll never see it. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you could please rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.